So today we are going to teach about the tabernacle of Moses.
Je vais faire en français et puis le temps tombe de l'annonce à moi, d'accord? Hein? Le temps au temps, mais en juste un mot, hein?
Bien.
Sans mot français. La visite, la visite.
Bien.
Hein? Oui, sans mot. Oui, sans mot français.
Okay, go on. So, we are going to teach about the tabernacle of Moses.
Aujourd'hui, nous allons vous enseigner le tabernacle de Moïse.
Amen. Yesterday and the day before yesterday, we were talking about darkness and light.
Hier et avant-hier, nous avions parlé des ténèbres et de lumière.
And when you look at this drawing, you can see darkness, amen, and darkness.
Si vous regardez ce chemin, ce dessin, vous voyez autour, tout autour, les ténèbres.
But God told Moses.
Mais Dieu a dit à Moïse.
To build a tabernacle.
De lui construire un tabernacle.
Who can tell us the color? Who can tell us the color of the tabernacle?
Qui peut nous dire la couleur du tabernacle? Qui peut nous dire la couleur du tabernacle?
The tabernacle had a fence. It had a fence.
Le tabernacle a une clôture.
It had a fence.
Une clôture.
Who can tell us the color of the tabernacle?
Qui peut nous dire la couleur du tabernacle? Hein? Vous savez, red.
Red. No? Try again.
Vous savez, yellow.
No? Saha, what's the color?
Saha, c'est quelle couleur?
Maroon.
Maroon.
Brown.
Nah.
Non.
Blanc.
What's blanc?
That was say white.
Oui. Amen.
Amen.
So the color is white. Blanc.
La couleur, c'est blanc.
Blanc or white. So why is the color blanc or white?
Pourquoi la couleur est blanche?
Pourquoi? Asena, why?
Parce que le Saint-Esprit nous veut des gens.
Hein?
Parce que le Saint-Esprit nous veut des gens.
Because the Holy Spirit was moving in it.
Yes. The Holy Spirit is moving in it, yes. But why is it white?
Mais pourquoi c'est blanc?
Parce que c'était la lumière.
Because it was light.
Praise the Lord. Glory to you. Amen.
Amen.
So, it was white. What does white represent?
blanc, blanc quoi?
This dress. What's the color of this?
Blanc.
White.
Black. So it is clean and pure.
C'est pur. Blanc, ça veut dire pur.
It's pure.
Pur.
The opposite of blanc is what?
Ce qui n'est pas pur, c'est quoi?
Dark. Or black. Darkness. Amen. So, the whole world is in darkness.
Le monde entier était dans les ténèbres. Gidimo bimba akariyati bingo.
So, God tells us that the whole world is in darkness. So in Bangui and Central Africa, there is darkness, is it not? Every man that is born in Bangui is born in darkness, is it not? So this is Bangui. This is Bimbo. Central Africa. Nigeria, America, France, UK,
Angleterre,
Gabon, etc.
Ainda o quai bingo.
Amen. And then, what did you say? So this is the heart of man,
so,
the soul, and this is man. Amen. So the heart is dark. The soul is dark. Central Africa, dark. Everywhere is dark. Amen. When the light of God enters your heart, what happens? Light. Lumière comes. Light comes. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you are light in the midst of darkness. Amen. So, God has a kingdom of blanc. Amen. And this white also speaks of righteousness. Amen. So, how do you know somebody who is a Christian? When you look at this board now, when you go very, very far and you are looking at this board, what do you see? If somebody is looking at your life, what would the person see? Who has answer?
Tout autour de lui, il a le péché. Et si le Saint-Esprit entre en lui, ça change et son âme devient la lumière.
Outside, it seems he is in darkness, is sin. And when the light enters in him, it began to shine from interior.
Amen. So when somebody looks at you, what is it that makes you different from the other people in Bangui or in Bimbo? What makes you different?
Écoutez bien la question. Quand quelqu'un te regarde, qu'est-ce qui te voit différent par rapport à d'autres personnes?
What will make you different?
Qu'est-ce qui te voit différent à d'autres personnes?
Le regard.
What?
Your behavior, you will see your behavior.
Good. So what will be your behavior? What is that behavior called? If light comes, if light is inside you, how will it manifest? What will people see?
It comes from the heart.
Yes. And what will people see?
Et qu'est-ce que j'en vois? Ni là dans le bail. Dans le nappet, nous sommes là dans le bail.
La lumière en toi.
The people will see how you do the things.
Okay. They will see your testimony. What do you call testimony? They will see your character. They will see your lifestyle. They will see your behavior. They will see your culture. Or traditions. Amen. So, light cannot be in you and you are paying doubt.
Ton lumière garde moi.
Light cannot be in you and you are worshipping Maraba. You are doing witchcraft and such. There is bitterness, there is anger, there is, you know, darkness is coming from you. It's not possible. Ce n'est pas possible. Amen. So, God told Moses, you should make a fence, a white fence. And this white fence represents your character. So, what makes you different from other people in Central Africa is what? The character of righteousness, blanc, purity. So, if Christ comes in you, what will make you different is what? Blanc, right? Your nature will be that of light and righteousness. So you cannot say you have light in you and there is no difference between you and the world. So if Christ comes into you, there will be a difference. In the book of 1 John, the Bible says chapter 1, the Bible tells us that if we walk in the light, that we cannot have darkness in us. The Bible says if the light comes in us and we are walking in the light, then we can have fellowship with God.
Mais que ça vient à Yahweh, c'est que ta main est une lumière. Comme nous n'avons pas de lumière, il fallait que. Voilà, communion, nous n'avons pas de lumière.
And the Bible says, if somebody says he has light and hates his brother,
light.
He is not in light, he has darkness.
Mais d'après que tu as un maître à terre, tu vois Christ à bête n'a pas. Et puis, bête, tu as un maître qui est à terre. Le positif vert.
Because God is love. God is love. God is love. And God is light. So if we are walking in the light, we will be like God. Because we will be sons of God. We will be sons of God. God is light. Light has different qualities. When you look at this light, you see it's very bright, no darkness. Amen. So if we have light, there will not be any darkness in our hearts. No bad thoughts in our hearts. We will not think evil of other people. We will not have evil thoughts. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the Bible also says that the light is also transparent. Light is transparent. When light shines, everything that is hidden is exposed and
judged.
When Christ comes into my heart, there will not be anything, you know, hidden in my life. Everything will be transparent, will be clear. I will not have a double life. When I come here, I'm singing and I'm happy. When I go back to my room, I have a different light. That means I do not have righteousness. You look at the light. Light is very simple. It's not complicated. You look at the light. The testimony of light is constant. It doesn't change. Amen. And you look at the light, it judges the darkness and overcomes the darkness. The Bible says when the light shines in darkness, darkness runs away. So there is power in the light. When darkness comes into your life, you will see that you will not have any more power. You'll be weak. When darkness comes in, our life will be weak. You will not be able to overcome darkness. So the power of the Christian is righteousness. The testimony of a Christian is his power and it is righteousness. Okay, so now we will go forward and discuss other aspects of this house. God told Moses to make a gate in this fence. so that through this gate you will enter. Anybody that wants to enter this gate, want to enter this tabernacle, must go through the gate. There's only one gate. Amen. And Jesus Christ is the one that has opened the gate for us to enter into the kingdom of God. Nobody can enter the kingdom of God outside Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody can enter into God any other way but by me. So Jesus is the way. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says there is no other name in the whole world through which anybody can be saved except the name of Jesus. So you must receive the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how you can enter. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this gate has measurement. This house and this fence has measurements. It has different measurements. And the measurement is a message to us. The diameter, the width, is 50 cubits. 50. And the length of it,
longer ni ake 100 coudées,
is 100. Is 100 cubits.
100 coudées.
So when you add 50 plus 100, how many do you get? What do you get?
Plus 100, okay. 150.
150. You add to this one and this one, what do you get? That's how many? 150. 150. How many do you have when you put it together?
150 plus 150. Okay, 300.
So we will write here. You have 50 cubits. You have 100 cubits. You have how many? 300 cubits. Amen.
Amen.
So this measurement, they have a meaning. There's a message in it for you.
Ah, super super bad. 50 coudées, 100 coudées, 300 coudées. A quel message tu nous as pas porté là?
Now, this gate here has a dimension, and it is 20 cubits. So you have another number here. 20 cubits. So who can tell me? This one is 50. The gate is 20. So what is this? And what is that? From here to here is 50. From here to here is 20. How many is remaining? When you remove 20 from 50, how many is remaining?
The other side, 15, and the other side,
15. Glory to God. Amen. Very good. 15. Glad you.
Amen.
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 So we have 20, and then we have what?
15. If you have many number of 15.
Glad you. Amen.
Amen.
Twenty equal to 4 times 5.
20 à quel égal 4 fois 5. Ni ton jambes.
Oui oui.
And ni ton jambes. Aïe d'accord. Ni ton
jambes.
And then 15. Equal to 15 3 times 5. Oui oui. Okay, 3 times 5. 50 equals to 5 times 10.
Women,
I
get to
know 5 times 10.
Okay. So, what does it mean? Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Pourquoi?
Okay, tell us. Everything that is in the Bible has a meaning. Amen. Okay, so let's start with 20. 20 is 4 times 5.
20 again, 4 fois 5.
What does the number 4 mean?
Number 4 again, 2 again, that's the Bible.
What does the number 5 mean?
Number 5 is a factor in the Bible.
The number 5 speaks of grace. Grace. Speaks of grace.
Number 5 grace. Grace in the power.
Raise your hand.
Number 4.
Bring your hand.
Grass.
Bring your hand. One. On, two, three, cat, six. 5. Good. 5 means grace.
5 or 4? 5.
Means grace.
Grace.
5 also means ministry. 5 means ministry, it means grace.
5 also means grace.
Alright? Now, 4. The number 4 means trouble, tribulation.
Number 4 after number 3, Bali, number 3, tribulation.
It also means judgment.
Number 4 so at the number judgment.
So the number 4 means judgment.
Nombre 4 atteint, nombre du jugement.
It means tribulation.
Atteint, nombre de tribulation.
Why 5 means grace.
5 veut dire
mercy. And ministry. Amen.
Miséricorde et du ministère. 5.
So the number 20 means redemption. It means redemption.
Redemption.
20 means redemption. Redemption. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came and redeemed us from the world. Is he not?
Jésus Christ a gardé sur votre neya dunia.
I was in darkness.
Mi fanati bingo.
Jesus Christ brought me into the kingdom of God. Amen. How did Jesus Christ bring me into the kingdom? The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, God had mercy on us. God loved us. And even though we were bad, in His mercy, He died for us. The Bible says He suffered for us, is it not? He suffered for us on the cross, is it not? And He died for us. He shed His blood. They were mocking Him. The Pharisees were making fun of Him. The soldiers beat Him. Blood was coming from everywhere. They nailed His hand. What is that? Tribulation.
So,
amen.
Amen.
So you can see the grace, the judgment, and tribulation. It brought redemption for us. Amen.
Na passi, na grâce, ba Jesus si a voisola.
So the Bible says that Jesus Christ paid a price for every one of us. He paid the price.
Jesus Christ a payé prix ti I oko oko.
That is why you cannot pay debt. Because Jesus has paid the price already for you. For you. Amen.
Amen.
So you cannot pay debt. If you pay debt, you have rejected the redemption of Jesus. Amen. So the blood of Jesus Christ is the price that He paid. Hallelujah. So when you have the blood of Jesus, it is a sign that Jesus has paid the price for you. It is a sign that you belong to God. When you see a woman that's married, she wears a ring. What is the ring saying? I'm married. Amen.
Amen.
So when you have the blood of Jesus in your soul, it is telling all the devils in the world, I am married to Jesus Christ. He has paid the price for me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anywhere you are going, the blood is shouting. I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. Kingdom of God. Blood. Righteousness. He's shouting. Amen. And the devil will run away. Hallelujah. But when you go and pay dot, you reject Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so we have seen the gate. That it speaks of your redemption. That we are redeemed from the world. Redemption means separation. I am separated from the world. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now let's look at the other one. The number 15.
Number 15.
Amen.
Amen.
How did we get 15? 3 times 5. Amen.
3 times 5.
We already know what 5 means. 5 means ministry.
Grace,
Amen.
Amen.
So, what does the 3 mean? The Bible says, when God created you, you have a spirit, you have a soul, and you have a body, Amen. Hallelujah. So the gospel of Jesus Christ is for your body, is for your soul, and for your spirit. Amen. So the gospel is for every part of you, all the part of you. And the Bible also tells us that God has manifested himself to us in 3. God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Ondo toi.
Nous avons venu à partir de nous dans l'église au temps. Nous avons papa, nous avons mon l'aimé.
So this is the Father. This is the Father.
Baba.
That is the Son. And this is the Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So when God created you, God created you on the toi, also in 3 parts, because God said he created you in his own image and likeness. Spirit, the soul, and
body.
Amen. So, this is your spirit. This is your human spirit. That is joined with the Spirit of God. Amen. And then this is your soul.
So, at Amtimura.
And then this is your what? Body.
So,
amen. On the tra. On the tra. Amen. God, you. Amen. You see? So you are created in the image of God, to look like God, to be a son of God.
a créé mon petit témoin, mon doutou, mon zappa. Voilà, je m'en ai dit, zappa.
Alléluia. So, the number three speaks of the divine nature of God.
Number three, so, a teletenti.
So, it speaks of the divine nature. Now, the number three also means something else. It also means resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. The number three also speaks of resurrection. So, when you come into the kingdom of God, God is giving you a promise. God makes a promise to you. I'm going to give you an inheritance. You are going to go from death into life.
Amen.
Adam died, is it not?
When he said Adam,
is that correct? So when you are not coming into the kingdom of God, God says, I will change your heart. I will change your mind. I will change your desires. I will change your emotions. I will change your will. And I will take away the heart of stone and give you the heart of flesh. I will give you a new heart. That is resurrection.
Amen.
So when Jesus died, did he remain in the grave?
No.
What happened to him? After 3 days, on the third, and he resurrected. Amen. So the gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of life and resurrection. Amen. It's not a gospel, it's not a dead gospel. Some people carry one wood. Have you seen the wood before? And they put one man on the wood. They say that man is Jesus Christ. Celebrate Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus is no longer on the cross.
Amen.
He is no longer in the grave.
Amen.
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 The grave is empty. He resurrected.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, when you become a Christian, God is prophesying to you that I'm going to raise you from the dead. Your body will be resurrected. Your soul will be resurrected. Your body will be resurrected. Your spirit will be resurrected. Every part of you will be changed. It is a gospel of change. In fact, Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Resurrection is a person.
Amen.
So if you are having fellowship with Jesus Christ every day, your soul will be resurrected. Your spirit will be resurrected. Your body will be resurrected.
Amen.
Every day you'll be experiencing change and resurrection.
Chaque jour.
Hallelujah.
Donc, bas changement et habitement.
Because it is a gospel of victory.
Parce que l'évangile de victoire.
It is a gospel of victory.
Évangile de victoire.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So, as we come into the kingdom of God, we have a promise.
You are a promise.
Amen.
Amen.
And that promise is the promise of life, and
promise
resurrection,
promise
and immortality. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Some people say resurrection is a day coming. But the Bible says that Christ said, I am. I am now the resurrection. That means every day you enter into resurrection. Every day you experience a change. Even this night, all of us can experience resurrection. Hallelujah. When you wake up in the morning, say, God, thank you because today I'm going to resurrect. Today I'm going to be changed. Today I'm going to put off darkness. I'm going to put on light. Amen. So when you wake up in the morning, you are excited. You are not depressed. You say, God, thank you for keeping me alive. The experience resurrection. And if you are still not sure that light has entered their soul, today we are going to pray and say, God, I want to experience resurrection this night. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So we have seen the 15, we have seen the 20. Now the next number is 50. Now the number 50 has two main meanings.
Number 50 a quel sens ou c'est?
The first meaning is jubilee.
Cause of signification avec jubilee, non c'est jubilee.
Jubilee means freedom.
Jubilee means liberté.
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 Prosperité. Deliverance.
Deliverance.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, when you come into the kingdom of God, it is a promise God has given to you. You don't need to beg God every night. You don't need to beg God. It. It's a promise that he has given. Amen.
Amen.
He said, your Father who is in heaven knows that you have need of so and so, and he will provide it for you. He will give it to you. Jubilee also means freedom from sin, freedom from death, freedom from carnality, freedom from fear, freedom from oppression, freedom from death. All those things. Jubilee is complete salvation for us. Amen.
Jubilee is liberté du péché, liberté du monde, liberté du sommeil, liberté du yépoint, avec toi, délivrance.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Gloire à Dieu.
So, jubilee is the message of the gospel of Christ.
Jubilé attire aussi le message qui évangile qui nous appartient.
Amen. Some people today, the only message they preach is jubilee. The only message they know is dollar. Dollar. Is that the only message? It's just one part of the message. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things will follow you and be begging you, and they will bless you. Amen. If you walk in righteousness, God will give you
Amen.
He says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added. So you don't seek money, you seek righteousness.
Amen.
You don't seek money and dollar, but you seek righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. So 50 is feast of jubilee.
50 jubilee.
And the jubilee is complete jubilee, not just money alone.
Jubilee
or prosperity means
liberté.
Freedom from sin.
Liberté, la liberté.
Freedom from worldliness.
Liberté,
freedom from sickness.
Liberté,
freedom from oppression.
Liberté,
because Jesus has delivered us from all those things. Amen. 50 also means Pentecost. Amen.
Amen.
You can see 50 is half of 100. Amen. So what is he saying? What is he telling you? Alright. Let us define the last one, then it will become clear. What does 100 mean? 100.
100.
What does 100 mean?
100.
Who can remember? Who knows? What does 100 mean?
100.
How many people know Abraham?
Abraham?
You know Abraham?
Abraham is the husband of
Sarah. Sarah. Okay. Abraham had a son, is that correct?
Abraham had a son.
Hmm?
Yes, she said yes.
How old was Abraham when he had his son?
Sam
means what?
100.
Amen.
Amen.
So 100 means sonship. Amen. God wants you to be a son of God. Amen. So you look at this drawing. The longest dimension of this house is what?
100.
So, your development as a child of God, God wants you to go from a small Christian to become a son of God. Amen. There's a difference between baby Christian and son of God. Amen.
So, allons-nous là. Chrétien, bébé chrétien.
Sleep. Okay, we'll soon close. So 50 is half of 100. Amen.
Amen.
So what is he saying? He said the Pentecostal message, the Pentecostal church cannot bring you to maturity or bring you to become a son. Amen.
Église pentecôtiste ou bien pentecôte à que nous montions tes mains, mon gars, moi les chrétiens n'ont pas pépé.
Hallelujah. So today, many people are in the Pentecostal church.
Lasso aso mini à que nous yatai église pentecôtiste.
And what it means is that they are baby Christian. They are not matured. Amen.
Amen.
How do you know baby?
Give me.
I want. Amen.
Amen. Munami,
Amen. Hallelujah. But how do you know a mature Christian? He is always doing the will of God. Amen. He is doing what will please the Father. Not what will please you, but look at what will please you. Not what will please me. Amen. Hallelujah. Pentecost is good. But God wants you to go beyond Pentecost. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 6 says, let us go on to maturity. Let us go to
perfection.
Amen. Now, the last thing we are going to talk about before we close, because many people are sleeping, is the number 300. It is the number of the ark. The ark.
Number
God told Noah to build an ark to save him from the judgment, is it not? And the ark is Christ. Amen. Noah entered into the ark and was saved. Amen. So if you enter into Christ, you'll be saved from the judgment that is coming on the world now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you see, this tabernacle is very, very important. Hallelujah. The 15.
Yes.
15 means fullness of grace. Fullness of grace.
Yes.
Resurrection with grace. That means grace in three places.
Grace.
Fullness of grace. So the Bible says where sin is, grace much, beaucoup abound. Amen.
Amen.
So it means you should not give excuse. You must overcome. In any situation you are in, you must be an overcomer. Amen. Because God has given beaucoup grace to overcome. Amen. So the message of the cross is the message of vainqueur, overcoming. Amen. Because the grace of God has come to you to strengthen you to overcome the world. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are going to close now. Hallelujah. So today is the introduction. Tomorrow we will talk about the altar. Amen.
Amen.
We'll talk about this altar. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The altar had four horns. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is where you have the cross. Hallelujah. Gloire à Dieu. So we will stop and we are going to pray. We are going to ask God to do something for us this night. We want the grace of God. Hallelujah. We want the mercy of God. We want the redemption of God. Amen. We want the fullness of grace. We want resurrection. Amen. We want jubilee. And we want to come to maturity as the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we want to enter into Christ, the place of safety, the place of peace. Amen. The place of vainqueur, of victory. God at Dieu. Amen.
Can you call the scripture where you put it? The
scriptures. Okay, the scripture where you find it so that we can read. Exodus. Exodus 25, chapter 25 to 40. Amen.
Exodus chapter 27 jusqu'à la chapitre 40.
And there's a book on the tabernacle. Which has been translated to Francais. Before the end of this year, we will bring it so that you can read it in French. In the next few months, it will be available.
Amen.
So that you can read in French. Gloire à Dieu. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so we can pray.